This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ما بعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الأكثر من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من ولاه من كل عام صائد نايل الجمعة It's a blessed night, there's a lot of barak in this night. And the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الإمام مالك في موطئه بسند صحيح عن فاطمة بنت قيس رضي الله عنها قالت. The hadith in the collection of Imam Malik in his Muwatta. It's very rare that you find a hadith that's only in the Muwatta, or it's well known within that book, and it has an authentic chain of narration. It's a nice story within the topic of issues of marriage that we are covering. Fatima bint Qais رضي الله عنها, a very noble and well-known Qurayshi lady. She was someone of great nobility, great background. And she was very intelligent and very well educated. تقول لما طلقني أبو عمر بن حفص البتة. When my husband Abu Amr ibn Hafs, my ex-husband, divorced me, طلقني البتة, meaning he divorced me طلاق باء بينونة كبرى, meaning there was no going back, it was over. وحللت, meaning I went through my عدة and it was over. ذكرت للنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. I went to the Prophet and I told him something. قلت يا رسول الله إن معاوية ابن أبي سفيان وأبا جهم خطباني. There are two people who asked for my hand in marriage. أبو جهم ابن هشام and أبو جهم, not أبو جهل, أبو جهم. One of the Sahaba, just people looked at me funny. أبو جهم, right? One of the known, he's an Ansari Sahabi. And معاوية ابن أبي سفيان, the known Sahabi. Now, the hadith is not, what I'm going to say right now is not what I narrated the hadith for, but I'm going to just hit pause here for a moment and just point this out. That's how easy it was. See how simple what I just told you was? She was married, she got divorced, she finished her iddah, two people asked for a hand in marriage, she's going to marry one of them. That's how simple it was. It's very simple. Marriage was easy, it was quick, for a lot of reasons. But for sure, talaq, meaning someone being divorced, was not a stain of shame that would ruin your life till the end of time. And the ruin of life of your children and all those who come after you until, no, it was something that happened. People sometimes did not get along, and instead of hurting each other, abusing each other, and hating each other, they would separate, and they would do talaq, and the lady would get married again, and the man would get married again. Given polygamy was more of a thing back then, so it was easier to do it, but still, marriage occurred quicker. So Fatima bint Qais finished her iddah, and she had two people asking for her hand. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا أَصْنَعَ. So these are two people asking. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ أَمَّا أَبُو جَهْمٍ فَرَجُلٌ لَا يَضَعُ عَصَاهُ عَنْ عَاتِقِهِ. وَأَمَّا مُعَاوِيَ فَصُعْلُوكٌ لَا مَالَ لَهُ. So the Prophet ﷺ said, ask Abu Jahm, he's a man who's very strict. He carries his asa on his, his stick is on his shoulder. He's strict with everybody. Yani, you're not going to be here. مُعَاوِيَ صُعْلُوكٌ. صُعْلُوكٌ is someone who is young and has no, like he's not stable. And Muawiyah at that point was young, so he was asking marriage a lady who was at least a decade older than him, at least. And he was still dependent in his life on the wealth of his father. And his father, Abu Sufyan, was cheap. He was known to be cheap. He said it about himself, and his wife told him about himself. Everyone saw it. He didn't give it. It was hard to get the qirsh out of his hand. So Muawiyah had not established himself yet. So yes, he had a lot of wealth because his father was very wealthy, and he would become very wealthy. But at that point in his life, he had no wealth. He's walking around doing things. He has no money, wealth to take care of you. Again, not the point of this hadith, but I'll point something else. The Prophet ﷺ answered very honestly. Very honestly, alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't lie, even though he liked Abu Jahm and he liked Muawiyah. Both of them were his companions. But he didn't lie. Because when it comes to the dhimma, when marriage is happening, you have to be honest. Ghiba and namima is haram. But if someone asks me about someone for marriage, I have to say what I know. Because there's an issue of, this is a big deal. Two families are going to be, two people are being united in a very, very sacred manner. And people are looking for honesty. They want to know what this person is like. They don't care about, so the Prophet ﷺ was very clear. Abu Jahm, great guy, very strict, you're not a lot of leeway with this guy. Muawiyah, yeah, he's a handsome young man, he's broke, he has no wealth, and you're not going to be able, you may not want to, so even though he loves both of them, but he's not going to lie to her. فَقَالَ أَنْكِحِي أُسَامَةَ بْنَ زَيْدٍ. أَنْكِحِي, accept marriage of Usama bin Zayd. قَالَتْ فَكَرِهْتُهُ. I didn't like him, I looked at Usama. Usama, his father is Zayd ibn Haritha, the Prophet ﷺ's adopted son. His mother, anyone know his mother? Just for like a trivia question. Anyone know who his mother is? Ah. Ya haram ish. Allahi, Allahi, haram. You don't know his mother? Usama's mother. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's nanny. She took care of him when he was a kid. She dug the grave of his mother with him. Ummu Ayman Baraka al-Habashiya, radiallahu anha, the great lady. Yeah? Zayd got married to Zainab. They were miserable. And he married Ummu Ayman Baraka al-Habashiya, again, at least a decade and a half older than him. And they were very happy, and they had Usama. So Usama was from a mixed race, racial background. Usama was mixed race. His father, Zayd ibn Haritha, was يعني, as white as that light. He was Arab Kanani. Very, very... Ummu Ayman Baraka Habashiya. She's the opposite. Usama was from a mixed marriage. A racially mixed marriage back then. A culturally racially mixed marriage. He looked, he was caramel. That was his color. So Fatima looked at him and she didn't like him. He's like, فَكَرِهْتُهُ. I didn't want to marry someone. The Qurashi have a certain lineage. They didn't like. فَقَالَهَا. So he left her alayhi salatu wa sallam. فَرَآنِي. فَقَالَ لِي. صَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَمْ. أَنْكِحِي أُسَامَةَ بْنَ زَيْدٍ. Listen to me and marry Usama bin Zayd. Those other guys are not going to get you. She'll make you happy. تقول فأنكحته أو فنكحته. She said, and I قال فجعل الله, this is what she said, فجعل الله في ذلك خيرا كثيرا واغتبطت به. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much khair in this marriage, I became the اغتبطت به, meaning people started to envy me over my marriage with Usama. Yani the ladies around me started to feel envious of my relationship with my husband when I married him. Yani from the barakah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam, not only does he offer advice immediately that is honest, but he will also matchmake. He was matchmaking alayhi salatu wasalam. No, I'm not doing it. Just so you know. No, that's not me at all. But he was matchmaking alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning he would see people. And he, with his wisdom, they know you will be happy with fulan. This will work out for you. It didn't always work, by the way. He matchmade, and it didn't always work. He matchmade the father of Usaima to Zainab. Like he told Zainab ibn Haytham, marry Zainab ibn Dujahshin, and they got divorced. But he did it, alayhi salatu wasalam. What I mean is that for them, marriage was something where you could have a say. I'm saying this because there's a proverb, right? This whole hadith just tells you this proverb in Arabic. You know the proverb in Arabic? All right. Imshi bish. Imshi bish nasna wala tishbish waza. Walk in someone's death, but don't walk in their marriage. Meaning go to their funeral, but don't go to their wedding. Like, contribute to their funeral, but don't contribute to their wedding. Right? Because of how, why? Because we changed how marriage is seen. Because we changed how marriage functions. So we made it something that's a nightmare. For everyone involved, it's a nightmare for the groom and for the bride and for their parents and for anyone who's helping them. It's just a nightmare. No one has finished a wedding and said, "I wish we could go on." Anyone who finishes the wedding is like, "Alhamdulillah, khalasna minhu, khalasna minha," and this day is over, and I hope I never have to think about this day ever again. Why? Because there's so much. Because we've made marriage so stressful, and so it's no longer something that is enjoyable. By the way, yeah, maybe the ladies have a good time and they're dancing and whatnot, and they take the pictures. But really, outside of that, marriage is no longer an enjoyable occasion. It's supposed to be joyful. And the Prophet alayhi salam was very honest because there was honesty. He was honest about the people, and he would suggest people to others, and they would get married, and they would be fine, and they would find happiness, even though they're mixed. Like, this hadith has so many things to learn from. It's a mixed marriage. Like, he's a man who comes from a background that is very rare for an Arab to marry. It was very rare. Usama looked; he stood out in the way he looked. She didn't want, but then she married, and she said, "فَغْتَبَطْتُ بِهِ." I am the happiest woman because I married this man. صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. يروي الإمام مالك في موطئه بسند صحيح عن فاطمة بنت قيس قالت: طلقني أبو عمرو بن حفص البتة فحللت. فذكرت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن معاوية ابن أبي سفيان وأبا جهم بن هشام خطباني، فقال لي: أما أبو جهم فرجل لا يضع عصاه عن عاتقه، وأما معاوية فصعلوك لا مال له، أنكحي أسامة بن زيد. فقالت: فكرهته، فرآني فقال لي: يا فاطمة أنكحي أسامة بن زيد، فنكحته، فجعل الله لي في ذلك خيرا كثيرا واغتبطت به. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.